Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
So Daniel Jones ends the game with a 46.7 grade. So I wasn't trying to be mean or anything like that, but I had to pose the question, right? Because I don't like the overreaction stuff. Jones had been very impressive down the stretch. He'd played his best ball from week 13 on. I even cited the stat going into the on the podcast. Since week 13, QB2. Mm-hmm. It was Joe Burrow and Daniel Jones from a grading standpoint. I also said this is statistical malpractice because you don't just pick a random point and say, well, Daniel Jones is the second best quarterback. I was trying to paint the picture, though he's playing well down the stretch. So for the Twitter overreactors or the social media or just the general overreactors who last week in a wild card game against a pretty bad Vikings defense said, Daniel Jones just made himself a lot of money. He's a free agent this year, doesn't have the fifth year option picked up. He's hitting the market. Just made himself a lot of money last week against the Vikings. Has the money been taken away after a poor performance this week? How do you handle it? If you made a lot of money last week, you're saying, hey, we can win a playoff game with Daniel Jones. Does your perception change just a week later when he has his worst game of the season, second worst game of the season, against a certainly a much better defense? He's under pressure nonstop. But that's also like part of the point here, right?
This game also won us two more bets. Rufus and Nathan Jacobson each had the Giants either making the championship.
Yeah, we had some aggressive Giants bets saying they were going to the NFC Championship and or the Super Bowl.
So chalk up another two wins for us.
What did we win? What
these Nothing.
Guys, just what these guys bet?
Kudos.
More coffee. Send the coffee beans. Smugness. Send us all the coffee. It's great. Do you have any thoughts? Like, what should the Giants – like, does this – it's really interesting. What should the Giants coaching staff do? Right, with Daniel Jones. And we'll plenty of offseason time to talk about it.
I think Daniel Jones is in the fortunate situation of they don't have a very easy path to a much better option, you know?
Right.
So has Daniel Jones really done enough for you to go, that's the guy, let's go with him going forward? No. But what is your alternative? Because you're not picking high in the draft. You don't really – I mean, there aren't going to be really free agent quarterbacks that are going to be a massive upgrade unless you're talking about somebody like Tom Brady who's 127 years old, and that's probably not something you want to sign up to. So do the Giants wish that they picked up his fifth-year option instead of declining it? Yeah. With that being said, they're probably still better off like keeping him on a franchise tag, like keeping him short-term and then seeing what happens. You know, let's give this another year and see where we go. Because, I mean, I don't really see an alternative, right? Do you trade for a Derek Carr? Is that much of an upgrade over Daniel Jones? Probably not, and it's more expensive. So I think just by fortune of circumstance, he's probably their guy next year. But I wouldn't be going, all right, to the table now, negotiating, or what is this $250 million contract going to look like, Daniel?
Yeah.
Like, no.
I mean, I completely acknowledge, like, the human element means something in all of this. And I think the Daniel Jones human element is really attractive, right? Like the people at Duke loved him, right? They raved about Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The Dave Gettleman in his last regime. And there's something to like the consistency that he brings and they trust him. And everybody seems to love Daniel Jones, just like everybody seems to love Josh Allen, right? I mean, they I don't know, they seem to like him.
The NFL playoff action continues. We're one step closer to Super Bowl 57, and for the NFL divisional round, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
At the same time, if you're the coaching staff and you're like, hey, we didn't get the best quarterback play this year. We kind of maximized Daniel Jones. We tapped into the legs a little bit. Like,
yeah,
we can do better.
I also...
Right? We, as a coaching staff, like, Mike Kafka and Dable, like, we're going to do better. Give us a little bit better and we're going to win more games.
There might be no quarterback in the NFL that inspires such deranged week-to-week hyperbole swings than Daniel Jones. I mean, this is a guy who a lot of people coming out, including, you know, a lot of people here, said that he basically couldn't play. He was terrible, had no business being a starter, blah, blah, blah. And then after week one. Was it preseason week one or it just week preseason. One week one? After one game, people are tweeting apologies. Like, wow, I got that one wrong. Daniel Jones is amazing.
Name him Dan-O.
Dan-O was one of such people. There were other people as well.
Apologizing.
The Giants, like their official Twitter account. I looked for this and I couldn't find it again. I don't know if they deleted it. But I'm pretty sure their official Twitter account was like coming after people for after that, like week one, being like, well, where are you now? You know? And then people were like writing him off, being like, this guy's garbage. This guy can't play. Daniel Jones stinks. After the Vikings game, it's like, Daniel Jones is amazing. Where are you now? Like, give him some respect. And then now he's back to stinking again. It's like, can we just chart a line of best fit somewhere in the middle here, which is we were probably too low on him coming out. Then he outperformed expectations for a while. Then he declined, and now he's getting better again in a very well-coached offense. But he's still, like, average.
I nailed it. I still nailed it. He's Nick Foles, but with much better mobility.
And with dramatically less, like, swings to either extreme.
I thought Daniel Jones would have more of the swings because of his, because he was tough. Like, he was tough and willing to make difficult throws. But either way, we'll have more Daniel Jones discussion this offseason, I'm sure. But I would say, look, congrats, Giants fans. I thought it was a good season, you know, be happy about the coaching staff in the future. We thought they nailed the draft with Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal.
Mm-hmm.
Neal's got some room to grow, but I think, you know, process-wise, I think the Giants are in a good spot to build. But they have a lot of work to do, right? I mean, every year there's four or five new playoff teams, and going into next year, unless there's a lot of changes and new talent in New York and in Minnesota and some of these other teams, like, they're going to be the prime teams that we say, can they actually make it back to the playoffs? Can they actually get better?